as they play the Garth Brooks Classic here at the Dish. The friends in low places. The team that's in low places right now is the home team, the Texas Longhorns. Cats feeling a little bit closer to cloud nine right now with an 8-3 lead as we head to the top of inning at number four. Max Grubbs will come back out. He's going to get a tall task of his own, top of the order for Sam Houston after the damage they did, bringing seven batters to the plate in the top of the third, anchored by the grand slam from Wes Baker to break this one open. And now, can the top of the order continue to do damage here in Austin? With John Clendenin, I'm Carlos Zimmerman. Ryan Frandon sees ball number one on the fastball from Grubbs up and away.
Yeah, Carlos, this is just trying to have your most trusted relief arm give you a little something extra. You know, can you extend this? Can you bridge this for us? We don't want to go four pitchers in four innings.
Sees a strike, does Frandon off speed on the inside half of the plate. Yeah, Winter only lasted a third of an inning. Hamilton went two, but then gave up the grand slam. Grubbs looking to complete his first full inning here with Frandon, and he works ahead one and two on the fastball that caught the inner black.
Well, and they're also bringing in a guy that's about 7 miles an hour slower on the fastball with a bit more bend on the breaking ball than the previous two guys.
1-2, Frandon fights it off to the Texas dugout. Count stays 1-2. Frandon tonight is 0-2. The rest of the team has been doing the damage for him. Popped out in the first and then flew out to right in the second. For a guy that's coming off such a big weekend against Middle Tennessee. The 1-2 from Grubbs. Frandon lays off. Breaking ball into the turf, blocked at the plate by Ermis. 2-2. Top of inning number four, the Cats leading this one 8-3. Nobody out, nobody on for Ryan Frandon. With the open stance, awaits a 2-2. Foul tipped at the plate. Will stay in the turf circle around home plate, and the at-bat will continue.
You know, Carlos, he's tied 2-2, but the more pitches you see, the analytics will tell you the more and more in favor of the hitter.
This is a guy that started off the year so hot. Conference USA Hitter of the Week after the first weekend against McNeese, where he hit three home runs in Lake Charles. 2-2 again from Grubbs. Frandon down the first baseline. Foul past Cameron Crote over in that first base box. He can make those plays. He's a former UIW Cardinal. Added to the coaching staff here. And the guys are giving him trouble down in the dugout. Love to see the camaraderie that this bunch has. 2-2 again from Grubbs. Frandon fights off another one. Yeah, Crote won't go after that one. A hard liner down the first baseline, foul. And good battle here. You know, you talk about the camaraderie this team has. We've talked with a bunch of players, and they just gelled together well. Said that's something they felt like they lacked in 2025. And I think that's something that has aided them to a much better 2026.
Absolutely, Carlos, especially when you hit that skid you did the past couple weeks before the New Mexico State Series.
Brandon hard out of the glove at first for Borba, but he is able to keep it in front and step on the back. Three unassisted for those keeping score at home for out number one. Brandon uncharacteristically 0-3 to start this game.
Well, Carlos, you have to look at the positive side. You've scored 8 runs with him not getting on base tonight. That one just hit right at Borba, smoked at over 100 miles an hour. But what I was saying before that barrel was that, you know, it would have been real easy to give up on the season when you lost 12 straight. And instead, when you have that camaraderie and you have that togetherness, it allows you to overcome a lot. And I think that's what we're seeing in that. Yeah, they could have hung their hats. They lost a lot of close games in that 12-game losing streak. And instead, they kept coming back, kept going to work at the Don, and now they're, you know, in contention to make the conference tournament, really in the driver's seat to do that.
Curtis lays down the bunt. And he comes up a little gimpy as he meets with Crote over here in the foul ground. I believe that will ultimately be a foul ball as I believe it hit off of him.
Yeah, I think it hit his hand that he was holding the bat with. Not what you want to see. Here we go, Carlos, right here. We can see behind him goes to get the bunt down. And, oh, yeah, just hits him right there in the box.
Dre Brainerd, the trainer, out to keep an eye on him. David Wood also with Shane Wedd. Check on their electric center fielder. You don't want to see that. It is a foul ball, so it is nothing in two here on Jared Curtis with one out in the top of the fourth. Looks like Curtis will try to just fight off the pain he's feeling right now. You know, he's a tough kid. We talked to him on Sunday after he hit his first collegiate home run. Didn't hit one at Missouri with minimal appearances. Didn't hit one with Texas Tech. But he comes to Sam Houston, and to be able to see that ball leave the yard on Sunday, obviously a big momentum boost.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to him, just an absolute outstanding human being. You know, shook everybody's hand after his post-game interviews.
And he lines one into left field, and it's down for a base hit. So he shakes off the pain and is able to lace a one-out single, and the Bearcats, with three out of the four innings, being able to put somebody on.
And you know, we asked him about his journey in college baseball. Started at Tech, went to Missouri for a couple of years, never really found anything concrete, and he just talked about, you know, Bearcat baseball being gritty, and we just saw it right there. Takes a fastball off the hand, trying to put one down for a bunt. Very next pitch, laces a single into left center field.
Now Grubbs will face Cade Corcoran for the first time tonight. Corcoran is one for one. He's the one that sparked that third inning with five runs with that one out double.
Just under 300 on the year is the freshman.
Curtis is going, pitches a strike, throw down, no chance to get JC. And for Jared Curtis, that is his stolen base number 21, and that is the 100th stolen base for Sam Houston this season. Second time in 4 years they've reached the century mark in swiped bases.
Well, and it's the third time since 1987, the Division I era.
That's right.
So, showing some speed these past couple seasons.
Corcoran taps it back to the pitcher, Grubbs. Only plays to first for the second out. Curtis will scoot on over to third. So a semi-productive at-bat for Cade Corcoran to move JC to third to set up Nathan Fink to try and get him home.
Just off the end of the bat, did your job, moved the guy up 90 feet. And can you get that run back that you gave up in the bottom of the third on the solo home run?
This could be the guy to do it, Nathan Fink. He's one for one with a double to straightaway center. He hits this one through the right side and past the diving glove of Borba. And the Bearcats ambushing here in the top of inning number four. They do get the run back just like that to make it 9-3.
Well, and how mature was that of Fink to go the opposite way against the shift in the vacated second base hole? I mean, this one, they go breaking ball away. He sits back on it and then just doesn't try to do too much, hits it through that vacated four hole, and now you got the run back, pushing it back to a six-run lead.
So 9-3 Cats here in the top of inning number four. Big two-out hit there from Nathan Fink to set up Kirby Orth. Grubs from the stretch, kicks the left leg. Orth squares around, pulls it back on a fastball up and away for ball one.
Well, and Orth is now your third leading hitter, been 297 on the season. I mean, granted, he's only had 37 at-bats. But how about that for that young man? You know, I heard somebody talking about freshmen in college baseball. And Cade Corcoran and Wes Baker, they determined those guys were ready to drink through the fire hose of college baseball right away, starting at the beginning of the year. Kirby, they decided, you know what, we're going to develop you some more. We're going to iron some things out before we put you out there. And now look at how that's gone. This trust for this young man out in left field has really solidified himself in this Sam Houston lineup.
Worked ahead 2-0 and now swings and misses to make it 2-1 with two out. Nathan Fink, the runner at first. Cats, 9. Horns, 3. As we work the top of the fourth. 2-1 from Grubbs. Orth, another wave and a miss, and it's 2-2.
That breaking ball is nasty, Carlos.
He talked about it, John. Grubbs being, of course, just a solid right-hand option out of that bullpen for Jim Schlossnagel. SEC Academic Honor Roll a year ago. All Big 12 honorable mention 2 years ago. Orth swings and hits a fly ball into right. Mansour back on it, and he will make the catch as he lost it for a second. Just in front of the 365 sign, Orth gave it a ride and almost made it 11-3. But Mansour with another grab on the warning track, but nonetheless, Sam Houston's making him work tonight. Through 3.5, the Bearcats get one here in the fourth to get it back to a 6-run tilt. It's 9-3. Connor Mundy back to the bump when we come back. Van Wagner, this is Sam Houston Baseball on the Bearcat Sports Network.